This is Free Talk Live, and it is the Thursday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the point of Free Talk Live. We let you call in about whatever you want. It's so simple. So you take control of the airwaves. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I just got an email, Mark, that was a little bit surprising to me. It came in from Tallahassee, Florida. And I wasn't aware that we were actually on the air yet in Tallahassee because we've had some technical difficulties. These things don't happen immediately. For instance, we'd signed the station on 2 months ago and had to send them some hardware and, you know, got some bugs that had to be ironed out. And I figured that we'd iron out all the bugs before we went on the air, but maybe they have been ironed out and I wasn't told. So I'd like to, I guess, officially welcome WUTL 106.1 up there in Tallahassee.
Well, welcome.
On the FM side, which is exciting.
It's not our first FM, but it's nice to have them.
Indeed. Well, it is our first weekday FM.
Oh.
That much is true. So WUTL listeners, you should be listening to you should be experiencing Free Talk Live up there weeknights delayed from 10 to 1 o'clock. So that's 3 hours off when we're actually doing the show.
Free Talk, not so live.
Yeah, but then Saturday nights we are intended to be live from 7 to 10. So if you want to be a part of the show, you will have to make a point of calling in during live hours, which is 7 to 10 o'clock. Eastern time at 800-259-9231. And that was the point of the gentleman's emails. He was emailing in saying, we need to give out the phone numbers more often. But we do give them out at least once per segment, if not more often. Especially every single time we get a call and we finish a call, I always give out the numbers. So you get used to them. 800-259-9231. Well, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about here tonight. I think we should start with New Jersey. We reported recently that their government had shut down. Oh, no! What will happen? Will it be anarchy? Will it be chaos? Well, no, it never is. It's just usually a bunch of bureaucrats don't get to work for a week, and nothing else much interesting happens during that period of time. Turns out, though, the bad news is they're back. Yeah, deal was reached. A budget deal has been clinched in New Jersey, according to the BBC, meaning a shutdown affecting all 12 of Atlantic City's casinos, as well as the public services, is due to end shortly. Casinos had to close their doors on Wednesday as a stalemate over the state finances closed down non-essential services, which included gambling inspectors. And according to the, I guess, New Jersey state government, since there were no gambling inspectors, they couldn't actually run their casino.
Can't run a casino without an inspector there.
I can't imagine the gambling inspectors are on the casino floor at, you know, every single night of the week, you know, to where they're necessary 24 hours a day.
It'd be interesting to see how the casinos did without an inspector. I mean, would the corruption be rife? Would people be getting gunned down in the streets by the gangsters? I want to know.
Well, apparently they weren't given the opportunity to find out. Thousands of people found themselves out of a job after legislators blocked Governor John Corzine's budget. Announcing the deal, he said it could be 36 hours before normal work resumed. The deal will increase state sales tax from 6% to 7% and use half of the $1.1 billion raised to help reduce high property taxes. Yeah, right. Mr. Corzine added, "We have much more to do in the coming months and years to fix our state's public finances, and that's why you should re-elect me." Okay, I added that last part. The budget dispute closed state parks, horse racing tracks, beaches, campgrounds, and historic sites, and the loss of gambling inspectors caught up with the casinos on Wednesday. According to the Associated Press, casinos stood to lose more than $16 million a day while they were shut down. So New Jersey's government is back, unfortunately. And with a higher sales tax.
Oh, boy.
6% to 7%. You know, whenever these government shutdowns happen, the one thing that you'll never see is somebody proposing, hey, I know we're not making the budget. Have you thought about cutting the programs? Whoa,
nonsense.
Radical.
Crazy.
We can't cut programs. That's outrageous.
There's government bureaucrats that need to be paid.
That's right. They're critical. Or not.
Yeah. It always baffles me that most of these programs, whatever it is that they do, there's some kind of charitable program that does something similar. And the charitable programs generally run on budgets like 90% going to whomever it is that they're helping. whereas the government, more like 60%. I mean, they're just inefficient, like four times as inefficient.
Yep. But nobody ever says, let's cut the programs, let's cut this. We can't meet our budget, let's cut the spending. No, no, it's, well, what can we do? What taxes can we raise?
Yep.
Oh, we can't agree on which taxes to raise, so let's shut down government for a week, throw everything in a tizzy, and then decide to raise taxes somewhere.
Because
that's what always happens. In Puerto Rico's case, Puerto Rico was the other government that shut down this year. They raised tax. In fact, they created a sales tax, as I recall. Before the government shut down, Puerto Rico didn't have a sales tax. Afterwards, they had a 5% sales tax. So whenever government shuts down, it usually means they're going to come back in a much
bigger and
badder way.
Yeah.
Yeah, not better. Badder. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. In fact, I think that's something I want to discuss a little bit more. Not tonight, necessarily, but maybe a little bit later this week, or maybe on the Saturday show. I kind of want to hold this one. Maybe Saturday night we'll be talking about secession. Yes. Withdrawing your state from the Union. Is it even possible today? What would happen if somebody wanted to do that?
I think it'd be really interesting.
And if you want to answer that question tonight, you're more than welcome to. Other news. eBay banning sellers from requesting payment through Google Checkout. The online auction giant updated its safe payments policy this week to add Google's new payment service. This from auctionbytes.com. Google Checkout, which just launched apparently about a week ago. I did not hear the news until today. And this is something that people on the internet have been waiting for with bated breath. Because PayPal, they do have a very useful service. I mean, I like the service that PayPal has. You can use it to pay all kinds of online services, auctions, and you can transfer money from place to place. So, you know, that's certainly valuable. But the problem with PayPal is it hasn't had competition pretty much at all.
Right.
Up until now. So now Google has got into the game of online payments. And what has happened? Well, eBay is flipping out. Google Checkout has been removed from the list of online payment methods that are acceptable to eBay. It is
really
not permitted for you to pay for your auctions via Google Checkout. It's a violation of eBay terms of service. A spokesperson for Google says it has no restrictions regarding marketplace use. They said, we want to work with everybody. eBay's safe payments policy states that a payment service must have a, quote, substantial historical track record of providing safe and reliable financial and or banking related services. Google spokesperson said yesterday, quote, Google Checkout is not a beta product. We've had a long history in billing and payments for our AdWords and for our premium services such as Google Video. So this isn't the first time they've delved into handling other people's money. But yet eBay is, they are continuing to, you know, they updated their policy. They banned Google. What's going to happen as a result of this, Mark?
Google's got a lot of muscle. I don't know how it is they're going to use it.
Well, eBay's pretty big, too. I mean, these are two very large Internet organizations here. Our Friday night co-host, Johnson, suggested an answer. It's basically what they're doing by preventing Google from allowing its payment services to be used for eBay. It's almost like inviting Google to jump into the auction world, isn't it?
Mm.
So you don't want to let us use our, you don't want to let users use our service to pay for their goods? Because, in case you don't know, eBay owns PayPal. So eBay wants to protect their little baby.
Sure.
See? They want people to only be able to use their baby. That way they can get all the cuts. They can get the, you know, 0.3 or the 3% rather of each transaction. And unfortunately, it's going to result in some serious competition. This is just going to make Google angry. And the other thing that's important is Google's the number one search engine on the planet.
You know, and it wasn't that big of a deal a few years ago. I remember, man, maybe it was 3 or 4 years ago, the Google kind of showed up on my radar.
Yeah.
I don't know everything about the Internet, but the search engines were Lycos. They were
AltaVista. Yahoo.
Yeah. I don't think I really used AltaVista, but Ask Jeeves was out there.
I use nothing but Google now.
Yeah, Google's better. I don't know why it is that I use it, but I've been converted.
And their other services are fantastic. So they also have a service called Frugal. I don't know if you've used this, but if you go to Google and you go to click on Frugal and type in a product, it'll come up with virtually every location that you can purchase that product from on the Internet, including eBay.
Mm.
So why can't Google just decide, well, you don't want to let us use your customers use our payment services, we'll just take you out of our search results. That wouldn't be good for eBay, would it?
Not at all.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Show a white flag and surrender to foe. Wave a racing green and everything's go. Throw refs yellow and it's no, no, no. But I'll give you the what's up of a red flag when we come back.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Not since waving one in front of bulls has a red flag signal such a stampede. If you call 2 miles per hour a stampede, that's the speed limit enacted by the Red Flag Act of 1865 for early automobiles, which were steam-driven and aptly called road locomotives. The law also required all road locomotives to have 3 attendants, one to steer, one to stoke, and one to walk ahead, waving a red flag to warn townfolk of the oncoming traffic. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
I invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free, live streaming included. The broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. It is the show about your calls. We go right to the phones. Let's talk to Joel in Missouri. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey. What's
How
up,
you guys
Joel?
Doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to tell you guys about a trip I took last week with my family to Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. If I hadn't been totally convinced of big government's domination of our country, I certainly learned it on this trip.
Do tell.
It was great, though, for my kids, because it was really eye-opening. First of all, one of the things that we did was we visited the Capitol, and we were taking a tour of the Capitol, and they let you sit in on the House, you know, while they're meeting. So we sat in on the House and watched them basically just chit-chat. They were in session. They were voting, but you wouldn't know it. They were just socializing, basically. The vote was going up. Everything's kind of decided beforehand, so it's not that exciting. But we were kicked out of there after about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Just because they wanted to move everybody through. So that was
not that you'd really want to stay there for longer than 5 minutes anyway.
No, but,
really,
you know,
dull.
The whole idea was, you know, that one of the tour guides told us when we were in the old chamber that the way it used to be was that the people who sat in the gallery kind of controlled the goings-on. And they used to, he said they would control it by shooting their pistols off in the gallery.
Wow. Oh, my.
Now, isn't that, you know, wouldn't that be great? If we could have that kind of access, but
I'm amazed by that.
Yeah, that's how it used to be originally at the Capitol. But in any case,
times they sure have changed.
They don't really let us have much access now to the proceedings. But right. I noticed that Bush did a photo op, and the Japanese children last week were able to crowd up against him. So I guess they get access. But
I see.
In any case. It was horrible, but the one thing I wanted to talk to you about that really made an effect on me was that we came across the FDIC building, and it was just gigantic. It must have been two city blocks. It was huge.
Okay.
And I was thinking, what is this?
Yeah, what are they doing
why
there?
Why do we need a huge FDIC?
Yeah, what do they do? Yeah.
Well, I did a little investigating on the Internet. Let me just read to you what they say they do.
Okay.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, preserves and promotes public confidence in the U.S. financial system by insuring deposits in banks and thrift institutions for at least $100,000. Okay?
Right.
And,
okay. That much and, I knew. That
okay,
much I knew.
Right. I knew that. Okay. Then it says, an independent agency of the federal government, the FDIC, was created in 1933 in response to thousands of bank failures that occurred in the 20s and 30s. Since the start of the FDIC insurance on January 1st, 1934, no depositor has lost a single cent of insured funds as a result of a failure. Well, that's thanks to our free market system, of course, and not the FDIC. And so, in other words, they haven't been needed since they were created. I mean, this is a joke. That's all they do. They just sit around. They're supposed to stabilize the banking system.
Well, it's a good thing they got that big old building full of people to do it.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. And as they say, they receive no congressional appropriations. It's funded by premiums that banks and thrift institutions pay for deposit insurance coverage and from earnings on investments.
Which
US
is, by the way,
securities.
I'd like to point out the money that the banks are paying the FDIC, federally mandated that they pay this.
Right,
I mean,
and who does that come from? Jeez.
It comes from the interest payments you make on
your
mortgage.
It comes from us, of course. It comes from the people who are customers of the bank.
Right, maybe our interest rates would be 4% instead of 6%.
Exactly. But they act like, oh, this is a freebie.
Right.
In any case,
jerks.
I was really demoralized, but I got to tell you, my son asked me a great question toward the end of the trip. He said, Dad, why are there so many laws? And I couldn't answer him. I honestly couldn't.
It's an addiction. You should have told him it was an addiction. The politicians are addicted to making laws.
Oh, I mean, it was a great question.
It really is. How old is your son?
He's 10.
Huh. That is a really good question.
Yeah, it just stopped me because, I mean, I thought about, well, they're just, you know, but...
Well, I wonder what his government... I mean, are you sending him to a government school or private school homeschooling?
No. He's just at a public school. And
I wonder what his government school teacher would say to a question like that. What would a government mouthpiece say to a question like that?
It's a perfect question for any congressman or senator or whatever. It's
very good.
I don't think they could come up with a good answer, except to fix all the bad laws we made earlier probably would be the best, and that, you know, of course, is horrible. They have no explanation. But
Joel, did you have any other highlights for us from the trip?
Well, let's see. Well, we were flooded out the first part of the week. It was,
oh yeah.
And of course, their district, the Washington D.C. government. Oh, they rival the federal government in terms of incompetency. Their things closed for almost the entire week. Oh, the other report I had was the Capitol is redoing their tourism. They're building a new multi-million-dollar tourism area at the Capitol, and it's woefully behind schedule by years and years, thanks to their incompetence. But anyway, it was really sad. The good part was when we went back and saw Jefferson and Lincoln and some of particularly not Lincoln as much as the founders and what they stood for. It really made me sad at how far we've fallen.
Yeah, what would they
think? How far away from the whole concept of liberty and now living in this. And there are signs up all over D.C. Don't do this. No doing this. My son's a skateboarder, and he noticed everywhere they had prevented by putting spikes and stuff up any chance of doing anything.
But I remember when we were there, we went this year actually to D.C. for a radio convention, and I remember riding in the taxi cab, there was just a laundry list of things you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah. It's the most restrictive place I've ever been. I mean, they're just fines everywhere. You know, and
it's
not
sick.
Even just, I mean, even on just the streets.
The funniest thing is the motto of the people in Washington, D.C.
Taxation
without representation, as though they're aware of how bad their situation is, but yet they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, exactly, it's really incredible, but it's really eye opening. I would encourage anybody to go and just see just how bad it is. Because
while you can still have the freedom of movement, at least in D.C., before at least the police state continues to crack down. Joel, we appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks for sharing the story. Great question on your son's part. 800-259-9231. How would you answer that? Why are there so many laws, Dad?
There's no answer to that. Because legislators have to legislate, otherwise they don't see any purpose in their life.
They will never stop.
No.
There will never be an... Because one law is never enough. They have to come up with new ones. I mean, we had a law, last week from earlier this week, Virginia, passing 1,000 new laws just for this year on one day.
Those are busy, busy folks there.
And one of them was something about not being able to hold a machete in public or something like that. It was just the most crazy, inane micromanagement of our lives. And it needs to stop. But how would you answer that question if it was your son or your daughter that asked you that? Why are there so many laws? 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com. smoke-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you right to it. There's over 115,000 posts. 1,100 people plus are interacting there. Various different topics. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So, one of our callers in the last segment had his son. They were on a trip to Washington, D.C., and his son asked him, "Dad, why are there so many laws?" Well, as you pointed out, Mark, it's because we have what are called lawmakers or legislators in this country, and it is their solemn duty to pass as many laws as they possibly can, because laws make this country better. After all, it is a nation of laws, isn't it?
We need to create a position called law destroyer.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, get rid of some of them.
Let's have a law destroyer in every single state. Actually, every single county in America. How about that?
Sounds good to me.
Unfortunately, that won't really happen. That's just Free Talk Live fantasy. But one of the reasons why laws continue to be made, beyond the fact that there are legislators and they believe it's their solemn duty to do so, is because government fails at everything that it does. So, for instance, when they create a new law and it's in response to something out there in society, and they say, well, with this new program, we're going to fix so-and-so. We're going to stop drug use, for instance.
Well,
and
I'm not sure that the government fails at everything it does.
Virtually everything it does.
It's inefficient at the things it does and fails certainly at some of them.
Inefficiency, okay, how about this? Inefficiency to the point of missing your goals is essentially a form of failure, right? So with the big dig in Boston, they said, oh, we're going to build these roads here or whatever it is they were doing. We're going to dig a hole and build a road. I'm not even sure what the big dig is for at this point.
I think there's a
bridge or a tunnel or I don't know. But we're going to do this and it's going to be done by this date and it's going to cost no more than this amount of money. And it hasn't been done yet. It's been 15 years. Beyond the original completion date, the amount of money spent is far beyond what they'd originally projected. So I would consider that a failure.
I understand what you're saying.
They're still building it. Maybe someday it will get done. It will be a completed project, but it'll be a failed project, in my opinion.
And, if somebody can think of a government success story, please call.
Dial in 800-259-9231. Okay, we're missing words here. Government's really lousy at everything it tries. How about that?
Okay.
So since government's so lousy, it tends to fail at almost anything it does. When they create a new program, they've got a new law that creates a program that, you know, 5 years later, it hasn't met its goals. 5 years later, it's still spending money and it's not working. So what's their answer? It's not scrap the program. It's not let's let the market decide. It's not let's let the individuals in America decide to how to handle this situation on their own. It's, well, we did something wrong. Let's fix it with more laws. So it's just this endless cycle of failure, followed by more laws, followed by more funding, followed by more failure. And it just continues on and on. Because, as you pointed out again, the legislators don't want to lose their position, so they have to keep making it sound like, well, it's just a little mistake. We'll fix it. Just keep me in office for another 4 years, and I'll get it right this time.
I'll spend some more of your money on fixing it.
Look, I spent the first 4 years of my term just kind of figuring out what I'm doing. Now I've got it. And you don't want to put somebody else here in my position now, because I've got it down. You just give me four more, and we're good to go. That way I can collect my pension.
I don't think there's any legislators that actually have four-year terms, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
There's governors that have four-year terms.
Certainly.
Right? Okay. And they sign the laws. So, one of those government programs that everybody's heard about by now is FEMA.
Mm.
Yes, the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
They're so fun to make fun of because, man, they just screw everything up.
Well, Homeland Stupidity.us reporting that FEMA is not even ready for the next hurricane. This is actually a little bit of an old story, but from last month. They are not fully prepared to respond to a major natural disaster due to staffing shortages and doesn't expect to be fully staffed until sometime this month in July, officials said last month. A continued lack of coordination with state and local officials on evacuation procedures and a levee system not ready for another hurricane compounded the problems. Previously, FEMA said it expected to be at 95% of staffing levels by mid-May. Then, towards late May, it said it would hit the 95% target by June 1st. Then, a congressional committee released a report saying FEMA would not be staffed correctly until July or later. So it's just, you know, it's just like the big dig. Well, we're not there yet. Give us a little more time.
They're setting awfully short-term goals for themselves that, it's going to be the beginning of the month,
right?
2 weeks from now. It's going to be the middle of the month.
To make it sound like that because it's a hurricane season, so they have to make it look like they're going to be ready for something by the time a hurricane strikes.
I see.
Meanwhile, down in Louisiana, an evacuation drill was canceled after FEMA and state officials couldn't agree on who had responsibility for evacuating the FEMA trailer parks set up after Hurricane Katrina last year. Wait a minute. How is it that the... What? FEMA trailer parks. FEMA set up the trailer parks, yet they couldn't agree with the state officials whose responsibility it was to evacuate them?
Hmm.
Well, we set them up, but we're just not sure if we're the ones that are going to be responsible here. Let's just cancel the drill. So this is just, you know, example after example of how impotent these people are. The evacuation drill was to have taken place in the FEMA trailer park, was canceled due to a communications breakdown, according to the Department of Emergency Preparedness. Quote, we were unable to get any information from the state or federal government on what policies or procedures were for evacuating those sites, whose jurisdiction it was. We are very disappointed that we didn't get to work with the people who live on the trailer site. After the parish canceled the drill, FEMA asked park management to drive around the park with bullhorns and simulate an evacuation notice, according to Tony Robinson. They did manage to stick a few people on a bus in New Orleans, but it's not clear how well officials will be able to evacuate the city again in the event of a real hurricane. Again, they could not figure out how to evacuate their own trailer park.
Probably set it up in a little maze fashion or something. Couldn't find their way out.
They couldn't manage their own trailer park. How are they going to manage a city? From the New York Times, most of the major breaches in the New Orleans levee system during Hurricane Katrina were caused by flaws in design, construction, and maintenance, and parts of the system could still be dangerous even after the current round of repairs by the Army Corps of Engineers. Of course they'd be dangerous. They're the ones that built them in the first place.
You know, and people keep on calling the what happened in New Orleans a hurricane disaster, but it wasn't. It was flooding caused by crappy levees that we had the government build.
It was an inevitable disaster of a government proportion.
Mm.
People didn't die, quote, people didn't die because the storm was bigger than the system could handle, and people didn't die because the levees were overtopped. said Raymond Seed, a professor of engineering. People died because mistakes were made and because safety was exchanged for efficiency and reduced costs. But that's
not efficiency.
True. That's not true. It's just government incompetence. Because if it was the marketplace that was doing it, it would have been done safely and efficiently, and at reduced costs.
Well, you know, there's certainly cases where things have collapsed that have been built by the marketplace. It's not like the marketplace is perfect. Contractors are perfect. Sometimes they skimp. But at least there's somebody that can be held responsible.
True.
In the case of the government, who's suing the Army Corps of Engineers?
Not possible.
And if you win, where do you get the money from?
You can't sue them. They have they're immune.
Yeah, sovereign immunity.
Sovereign immunity.
So they're immune from being sued. But even if you were able to sue the government as opposed to the people that did it themselves, the money comes from the taxpayers anyway.
The sad stories about the FEMA agency don't stop there. We're going to bring you more of them here in a moment. Glenn in Missouri, though. First, we go to the phones. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, government can do things that work.
What? Like what?
Well, you know, the legislature, you know, they pass laws to regulate businesses to help protect their contributors to their campaign, you know, so they have no competition for the businesses.
Ah, so they're good at protecting their political allies. That's what you're saying?
Rewarding friends and punishing enemies.
Okay, fair enough. But unfortunately, none of us are their friends, right, Glenn?
Exactly.
So we all get punished as a result.
Yeah, you got it.
Pretty sick.
Oh, hey, one other thing. I was up in New Hampshire a few weeks ago for the Porcupine Fruit Festival.
Lucky you.
Awesome. It was a fun time.
You just called to rub it in, didn't you, Glenn?
Yeah, I knew you guys couldn't make it.
Thanks for the call, man. Maybe we'll see you there next year. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. FEMA's incompetence. FBI, they're incompetent, too. We'll share that with you on the way. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. And if you can think of a government success story, we do want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
My energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves with our toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian,
and Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on the site, well, then consider shopping with us, with our partners over at Amazon. We've got a little deal worked out with them, which is pretty sweet for everybody involved. In fact, what you do is you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Don't enter their site the usual way. Go through our site. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you buy on Amazon will get a percentage of. The prices are still the same great prices, same great shipping deals. The experience is still exactly the same. You're just entering through our portal, which sort of identifies us as your referral, if you will, and then we get a percentage. So get all your shopping done in over 30 different categories, have the products delivered straight to your door, and help Free Talk Live all at the same time.
It's been good for us.
It's a sweet deal. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've got more on FEMA coming up here, but it is a show about your calls. We go to the phones. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mike. Great, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, I got some questions for you, but I'm getting somewhere with this. Okay.
Okay.
Also buried in there is a government success story.
Oh, good.
Okay. First, would you keep a slave if slavery were still in effect in this country?
Of course not.
Okay. And you're against the occupation of Iraq by American forces?
That's correct.
Okay. And if you knew for a fact that an item was stolen, would you purchase it?
If I knew for a fact that it was stolen,
yeah.
Well, I don't think so. I guess it would depend on what the item was and how badly I wanted it.
Okay. All right. You own a home?
Yes.
Okay.
This is like 20 questions.
Now we're getting
got ways to go.
But we both agreed the other day that we don't like having to pay property taxes, and you called outright theft on the part of the government. But let's
yes,
say
that's exactly what it is.
Right. And you think that way. I don't necessarily think that way. But let's say that the Free Project has succeeded in spades. And
the Free State Project, okay.
Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to pay property taxes. Okay?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Have you considered that the land would still not be yours in that situation?
I don't know how that would be exactly.
Well,
can you explain?
Yeah, I'm going to. This is where I'm getting at.
Okay.
Any land you buy in this country was taken away from its rightful owners, the Native American Indians, by our government. And that was a success story. They were very good at what they did.
That might be true. Now, just a point of clarification, and I certainly am not for what happened to the Indians. I think it was terrible, and I think what the government is doing to the Indians today is still horrible. They're still being suppressed in the Indian reservations and the Bureau of Indian Mismanagement or Affairs or whatever you want to call them. But, I mean, really, were all of the lands back then really occupied by the Indians? I mean, of all the land mass in the United States, how much of it was being homesteaded by the Indians?
Well, let me tell you what. I found a website online that goes into extraordinary detail showing you which Indians were living on which plot of land, and you can narrow it down all the way to the piece of ground you were standing on, which Indians were staying there.
Wow, that's
pretty neat.
They cover
the entire country.
That is pretty neat. You should send that link to me, because that's interesting.
I'll see if I can find it again. It was a while back that I looked at it. But
you make a great point, Mike, and I really don't know what to say to it. Mark,
we're living on land that was occupied by violence.
Well,
the fact of the matter, so really what I'm getting to is that when, by living on the land and calling it your own, you're consenting to the occupation.
Well, I say that we give the land back to the people who owned it, if we can find any of them.
But they're dead.
But they're dead. Oh,
no,
it's going to have to stay with me then.
The thing is, there's tribes still in existence, you know.
But now you're arguing for reparations.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with the reparations idea.
But you know what? Hey, let's
simply because
something.
They, I mean, also, many of those people, members of those tribes, have mixed blood from different tribes. They have mixed blood from white people, black people, things like that. Should they only get a portion of my property back if they're only a portion Indian? It gets really sticky.
I'm sure it would be complicated, but you know what? If the Indians, rather than giving it back, if they decided to charge you taxes for the land that you're living on, they wouldn't be wrong.
Well, I see where you're coming from, and it's a very emotional point. However, I think I got to side with Mark on this one, in that they're dead at this point, and we've been homesteading the land ever since. So, therefore, we have valid claim on the land.
You're calling it the water under the bridge.
And many of them have sold that land, whether it was for good price or bad.
Plus, it wasn't me. I didn't commit the violence. It wasn't me.
Yeah,
it may not have been my ancestors either. So really, I'm not culpable for it, and I'm not somebody that should be paying a price, even if there was a price to be paid, and there's not.
You may not have stolen it yourself, but you do consent to the theft and the occupation, and you're trading in stolen property when you sell your land. And that's something to keep in mind. I mean, you can use the water under the bridge theory, but the fact of the matter is the Indians that owned the land and lived on the land can be traced. They are still in existence.
And they're not. They're all dead. They may have
The original, of course, the original Indians are dead, but the Indian tribes to this day.
I mean, what you're talking about is really ludicrous. I mean, you're taking it to such an extreme. I mean, that's like saying that we should go over to the lands in Europe and give them back to the people that they were stolen from by the kings and the people that destroyed and killed so many people over there. I mean,
I'm not actually advocating. The fact of the matter is, you can't really go back, but you can call America, say that we're occupiers in Iraq.
And
you
and we
can
are.
Say that we're stealing from but the fact of the matter is we all are participants in it to this day.
In what? In stealing and violence?
In occupations
anything
government has done. You spend a lot
of
time.
This is not being done in my name. It's not, because I'm not paying the federal government. I'm paying them as little as I possibly can. I know they take a chunk of my gasoline taxes, so they're getting a little bit there. They take a little bit on my cell phone bill, but I do everything I can to withhold as much money as possible from the feds, and I object to it. I do not support this.
And you bought some land that they stole for you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I understand his point. I do, and
it's got some validity. But I think
they
that
didn't
we should,
steal it from me, though.
I think we should return the land to the people that were wronged.
I didn't hire them to do that job. I did not ask for that to happen. I just got born on the land. Okay, but what else can I do?
And not all land was stolen through violence. I will admit that a lot of it was, but there were deals and treaties and sales that occurred.
1-800-259-9231. That is how you take control of the airwaves. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
You're talking about the tribes. Well, my tribe was the first one here. I'm from Joseph, his son Manessa, and we came over the Iberian Straits into Alaska, Canada, the United States.
Hmm.
And we're all family. We are Joseph's children. We're Judah's children. We're all cousins.
Does that mean that I'm having incest when I have sex with my girlfriend?
Matter of fact, I've got a book called In the Beginning, and it explains it. They said that we were told not to marry outside our bloodline. And they said we have the highest level of human insanity in the whole world.
And
because, see, America,
what's your insanity quotient, Paula?
Let me finish. America, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, and all the Nordic countries, and Spain, and South America, and Mexico, were all one family. We have been intermarrying for 2,000 years.
How can we put a stop to this?
We're not supposed to. God told us to marry with it because we are We are the...
Does that mean I can marry my sister? Not that I want to. I'm just...
No,
it's an academic question.
Well, they have laws in the United States, but God told us not to marry outside our bloodline.
Huh.
And so this
when did God say this?
Huh?
When did God say this?
It's in some biblical... I've got the book on the House of David, and it talks about this.
Oh, this is one of those lost Bible things, right?
Let me explain this. It's in the Bible, too. Gad and David were to intermarry to the time of Shiloh.
You know, he did ask... Didn't he ask Lot to have sex with his daughters after the pillar of salt thing?
Oh, I don't think so.
I think he did. I believe he did.
Well,
or no, he asked the daughters
to
have sex with him.
Misinterpreted. They said it's been misread and misinterpreted.
So.
They're having to go back through it now. My ancestor helped to decipher it for King James.
So basically, you're calling tonight to tell us that incest is a good thing, right, Paul?
No, I didn't say that. I said, I'll tell you, that's what God said.
Right, God says incest is good. Why do we have laws against it?
I'm just telling you what God said. He said, we are Judah, and we're fighting. He wants us to wipe out Esau. This is a fight between Esau and Jacob.
Judah and Judah's sister, they got together. And
I thought we were Manasseh.
Huh? We are, we're a mixture. I mean, we have, we're all family. We're all brothers' children.
Right.
Okay.
I got you, Paula. Anything else on your mind tonight?
I called the reps in Washington tonight, or today, and they're getting a copy of the North American Treaty, or North American Union Papers, and everybody is calling about this. And,
are you trying to inspire them to create a North American Union? I mean, why are you alerting them to this?
Because they did this without even bringing
in... What makes you think that you calling your representatives is going to stop the North American Union? If
I didn't say that. I'm saying that they were going to get a copy of it.
So,
and then it's going to be taken to the Ethics Committee and then to Judiciary because the impeachment's already there.
Right. They're going to take them to their sister. Thanks for the call, Paula. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show.
Maybe it's the generations of incest rather than the aspartame. I'm just wondering.
I don't know, but hour number two is on the way. We still have to talk about a little bit more about FEMA and the FBI. Government incompetence, still looking for that good government program, the successful government program, if you've got it. 800-259-9231, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.